Chapter 3. Do Not Be Afraid. The old university lecture hall was a little decrepit. Paint was peeling off the mildly damp walls, and the harsh fluorescent lights overhead mercilessly exposed every crack and chip in the wooden seats and desks. But the Christian Union had worked hard to brighten the mood, and it showed. Colourful bunting had been hung from one side of the room to the other. A green embroidered cloth hung over the speaker's podium. The coffee was fresh and the doughnuts warm. We were encouraged to find a seat while three cheerful musicians played and sang brightly. One of the senior students welcomed the speaker, who, he said, had a gift for sharing the good news about Christ in a compelling and attractive way. The preacher thanked him, stood, and slowly surveyed a room filled with faithful and heathens, members of the union and others, like me, invited to come and discover what life is really all about. He sized us up carefully before looking down at his notes. "Sin is a serious business," he began quietly, his deep, gravelly voice taking on the tone of a schoolteacher about to give his class a real dressing down. "I wonder if you realize just how serious it is, how terribly serious a matter it is to be a sinner." He looked up, his penetrating eyes trying to peer into the soul of each one of us in turn. Picking up his Bible, he began to read from Paul's letter to the Romans. "There is no one who is righteous, not even one. There is no one who has understanding. There is no one who seeks God. Their throats are opened graves. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of vipers is on their lips. There is no fear of God before their eyes." Romans 3:10-18. He fixed us with his steely eyes again, before launching into a blistering denunciation of every sin we could ever have imagined, and a few that appeared to come as surprising news to some of the more innocent students in the room. He excoriated.